Robert Vestine and Antonio De La Faye speaking on Saturday the 9th
of January
2016, about A Piece for Two Lovers, performed at the Dancing Economies Conference, Royal Holloway, University of London, on 20th of February 2015. Antonio, you emailed me sometime August 2014 with a proposal, kind of out of the blue, to make A Piece for Two, and I'm wondering what motivated you to do that.
Well, it wasn't out of the blue, because you said to me that you wanted us to do something together, and what they said to you, it was like, I don't know how we're going to do something together, because we don't have time. We don't have the time, we don't have the studio, how are we going to do it? So I was quite blunt. I was saying, no, I don't want to do something with you, but it's like, let's be realistic, you're doing a PhD, the situation is that to get space is almost impossible, it's very expensive, and we're not going to be able to be in the studio for long enough because of how busy we are in order to work and in order to do other things that our lives have become. And the fact that we wouldn't get the funding to do it, or it would be very, very difficult to get it, so it was like, forget about it. But when I proposed that, it sort of came a little bit from the idea that, what if I apply this thing that I have been thinking of, which is to make pieces that are somehow unrehearsed, or that at least don't need to be created in the normal way that pieces are created, which need rehearsal space, and a lot of it. So I guess that's how I arrived to this idea of A Piece for Two. And that's how then I thought, oh, what if we use almost A Piece for Two as a living proof of this idea that maybe there is other ways of making a piece that can work between or against those limitations somehow, to resist those limitations, which are not great. And almost like, when I'm quite sad that I have to do like a piece for two, to a certain extent, because it means how limited we are.
And yet, in the making of it, there was a little bit of labour expended, right? In the week up to the 20th of February, we spent quite a lot of time in secret by ourselves. I mean, I probably spent about 10 hours, I would say, putting the score together, recording, editing, adding in music.
Yes, and probably I spent a lot of time anyway, even before doing the score for you, on thinking about the concept. Like, time was spent, but, you know, you are spending time also when you commute.
We had that 6 months for it to be kind of gestating, thinking about it without thinking about it, almost.
And the thing is, because it's not the concept that is just of this piece, I'm sort of have been, I always, for even longer that those 6 months, I had been thinking about how and what and which strategies can I find to thinking I'm doing these pieces unrehearsed or as without rehearsal as much as possible. And that was just one of the strategies that came to mind, also having to do with these conditions of, we want to do a piece together, but it doesn't seem that the normal or traditional way that pieces are made, the resources you need for that, we didn't have them, which are physical space and time space, you know? Having that time to invest on it. We invest in hours. If you really think about it, that's nothing. Because for real, no peace is created in 3 weeks. And you know, spending 10 hours is not even 2 days of rehearsal, normally. If you think that a normal day of a piece that is rehearsed spends between 5 and 6 hours per day, we just spent a lot of thinking that it cannot be even accounted for, from my side for sure. I guess from your side also you had a lot of thinking before you spent those 10 hours.
Well, there was a time in Spain in September where we thought we might do a version of this, and that didn't materialise. So there was a way of preparing for that that was also preparing for the 20th of February. So there would have been some work happening there.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, you have to think that that time in Spain that we thought that we would do it, it was because the idea of the piece, the last idea of the piece, and my proposition of the piece was to create this score, that I would create a score for you, and you will create a score for me, that was an exchange only at the very moment that the performance started, and there was a sound score. And that idea of, oh my God, I'm giving you a score that you don't know, and I'm getting a score that I don't know, and we have to do it. And that sort of, that's why it's also this piece for two lovers, because it's this act of almost like, you're doing this for me and this for you. And it's a gift, but it's also like, it could be, you could be asking me something quite difficult, or something that is uncomfortable, something that maybe, you know,
challenges you.
Yeah, you have to think of faith, fidelity and trust there. But also, anyway, the final idea, although I have been given tense, the final idea only came when there was this festival that they normally, it runs every year in Spain. It's like a choreographic contest. And to participate in the choreographic contest, you make an entry with a piece that lasts 15 minutes. And you have to send a video of the piece. So my thought was, well, this doesn't make much sense to make a video of the piece, but if we make, using the constraints of the festival and applying these ideas that I have been having around it, I guess my proposition was based on that festival. Then it happened that we were in Spain doing a workshop that actually we didn't have so much energy in our spare time to do it, and we decided to be in a much more relaxed pace. So in the end, we didn't do it. And I don't know if we could have done it because of the whole environment we were in, but in a way, it's again the piece happened to be what it was because of the conditions that we decided, or I thought, well, if we want to do a work, we need an excuse. We're just not going to make a work if we don't have a clear aim. So I guess the festival was like, this is a perfect objective, which is to at least send an entry. And maybe we are not selected, but at least we make something for an entry, and then we will see if we're chosen. On the other hand, I think because of what the kind of things they probably look for, what we did could be a little bit, you know, the very idea that you do it before doing it in front of an audience. In a way, it goes against the whole idea of something that is not rehearsed. You know, somehow we would have done, if we would have done it for that festival, we would have done it at least twice. Therefore, the time we did it in the performance.
In Royal Holloway?
Imagine that we have presented the piece for the festival in Madrid. Because we had to send a video of it, we would have to do a performance before the performance, but then the question is, we would have known the score already. And then, well, you can say, okay, then I do a new score, maybe, for the performance in Madrid if they select it, but how are they going to select it if we have said that it's the... So, basically, the very idea that this is the first time I'm hearing this, it's over. If we would have done that, but it's good that we actually then we decided not to do it, and we left it there. We didn't even know that we could have do it ever. But then it happens that this opportunity at Royal Holloway came along, and you made the connection between the subject of the symposium that was dancing economies, and the fact that this piece, in a way, is just a testimony of a certain kind of economics of dance.
Yeah, so there were all these constraints which you've identified in the past few minutes. What about the kind of generative possibilities of those constraints? Because in the event in Royal Holloway at that conference, we were able to listen to that score for the first time and perform it for the first time without hearing. Our scores had been made in secret from each other. It was a genuine transaction, it was a genuine gift. Yeah. That was a very real situation where you were giving something to me, I was giving something to you, and in the audience were witnessing us perform it and listen to it for the first time. What did that, do you think, so out of the conditions of let's say precariousness, what were the possibilities that then came out of that, do you think?
Yeah, but I find that very way you just put that problematic, because it almost sounds in a way, I mean, we know restrictions are going to be generative, but on the other level, there is a part of me that I don't want to say, oh yeah, and look how great this piece was, because it had these restrictions.
Yeah.
I mean, these restrictions are a problem.
It's a kind of excuse for struggle,
and
or a
I mean, the thing is, you can invert the narrative of this and say, instead of say, look what the conditions has made us produce, which is also like, what we do produce, I think it can be put really into question of how valuable or good or of what quality. I mean, it just is a testimony of something. But to use it as an excuse of proving, you know, almost to saying, oh, to prove that artists can do it without support or without a space or without time or without money, it's almost the last thing that I would like to be understood.
And there is another problem there as well, isn't there? Because that piece, like you've already said, could only really have been made once. Once we performed it at Dancing Economies in the Royal Holloway, we could produce another score for each other, but then there's a certain language which we've encountered. I mean, the joy of that piece was, I had no idea what you were going to tell me to do or ask me to do, and you know, the same. So, but had we created, or would we now create another score, we would at least have an idea and be influenced by those ideas of what we've been given to each other so far.
Well, I guess...
So it's like a one-off, that all that... It was only really a possible... You could say it's only possible that we could do that piece once, ever.
Yeah, but we don't know. Maybe tomorrow we decide that there is an opportunity to do it again. And we will have to take a decision on how doing it again is. But I guess we won't know until that happens.
Sure.
I think maybe we should finish.
Okay. It's 14 minutes and 50 seconds, which is exactly how long the score was that you gave me and that I gave you.